Jamie, I know it's been an interesting spring in a lot of ways. Courses closed, courses with restrictions. We've had snow in April. We've had flooding in May. I'm sure right now you, your staff, and the regular customers that come out here are really looking forward to the expansion of golf starting this Friday.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to Friday with restrictions changing for golf and carts being allowed and foursomes and getting back to 10-minute intervals. You know, it definitely helps all those guys who couldn't play with all their friends and had to play in twosomes, you know, excited to get to play with their buddies again. You know, yeah, April, May were definitely different, to say the least. But I think as an industry, especially in the state of Illinois, we all kind of came together and did everything we could to make it as enjoyable a golf experience for everybody as possible.
I know they did a renovation here at the Preserve just a couple of years ago, and last year people started to talk about things really maturing, the turf really looking like it had been here for a while, and I would say with the reduced play this spring, the golf course has got to be in fantastic shape as you head into summer.
Yeah, golf course is in, I would say, best conditions I've seen it since it reopened. Grasses are really taking a good hold. The maintenance schedule is where it needs to be, and everything's getting done, and I think the course just looks great, and golfers are saying the same thing. You know, since we opened May 1, from the minute people are walking off and walking by us as they head to their cars, they're complimenting on how great the course looks and, you know, how well everything's really come through, all the work that we did out here.
Well, tell us about these beautiful practice facilities. They should be in real mint condition because almost nobody's hit a golf ball off them yet this year.
The practice range out here, the long range, as well as the short greens, I think are going to be in great shape and ready for people to get out here Friday and start using them. You know, obviously, with the new restrictions, we're going to have some capacity limits, which, you know, people are going to have to be patient, take turns, and wait to hit balls and hit pitch shots to the practice greens. But I think they are perfect for them right now, and can't wait to get it started Friday.
Talk a little bit more about Friday. We know you're upgraded to foursomes. We know you can send some carts out with restrictions. But tell us about the rest of the changes and what people can look forward to starting this weekend.
Yeah, so with Friday brings golf shops being able to reopen. So all those golfers who are running a little low on supplies, balls and tees and what have you can pick those up. Or in the golfer looking for their new Preserve merchandise can stop in and get that. Like we said, foursomes and golf carts a great thing to get going again Friday. We've got a fantastic plan in place for both here at the Preserve and Maple and Green in terms of keeping carts clean and sanitized, safe for golfers and staff. It's going to be an organized symphony of getting carts off the golf course, clean, sanitized, ready for the next round of golfers to be using them. And, you know, with all that going on, and obviously single rider carts, you know, golfers are going to have to be aware that there are times throughout the day that we are going to be walking only because fleet's just not going to be available. But we hope they still come out, take advantage of the great course that we have out here.
I walk in off 18, and what do I see? I see you got a full staff of workers out here at the barn, and they're sanitizing golf carts that aren't even going to get used today. So it looks like they'll be really ready for Friday, and it doesn't sound like anybody that comes out here to the Preserve at Oak Meadows or any of the DuPage golf courses is going to have really any concerns about cleanliness or things being sanitized. Everything should be pretty safe out here for golf.
Yeah, you know, as safe as I think we can make it, following all the guidelines from the state and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. You know, we're paying close attention to what the CDC says, going to follow that to the letter. We want to make sure, you know, outside of the COVID restrictions, you know, we want to operate a very safe and cleanly facility for everybody. And I think adding all these extra steps in are going to be what we need. And yeah, the crew being out, they're getting the whole fleet ready to go. Get the carts washed off from a little bit of winter sitting. And, yeah, have them all sanitized ready for Friday morning.
Any final messages to the golfers that maybe want to book a tee time, even how they book a tee time starting on Friday and this weekend?
So right now with all the DuPage golf properties, the Preserve, Maple, and Green, tee times are going to have to be booked online. You know, offering the best golfer experience through that. You know, make sure you do read all of the notifications on the website and the app in regards to when carts are available, when they're not, and book accordingly, plan accordingly. You know, outside of that, make sure you're always visiting DuPageGolf.com. And even easier use is download the DuPage Golf app. We've had a couple hundred people do it already, and that's where they're booking all their tee times for us. It's easiest way to go. Smartphone app on either a Droid or iPhone and